Welcome to this Interfaith Connections podcast. This is the third in our series of podcasts for the Open International Interfaith Ministry. I'd like to welcome you today as we explore the fact that thoughts are things, that as we think, so it is. Thoughts have great power in our lives. My name is Reverend Barry King, and it's my pleasure to be your host today. The following is a lecture that I did in St. John in January of 2012. I hope you enjoy it.
Even though we're surrounded by a physical world, the thing that we really don't realize and we don't think about is the fact that the world we really live in is the world of our thoughts. The physical world is, you can be standing in a beautiful sunny day, and the sun's shining down, and it's a glorious day. And if our thoughts aren't sunny, then we aren't sunny. And the world we're living in that moment is not sunny. So once we embrace that fact that really, that our thoughts are shaping the world that we live in, it's actually quite easy for us to understand how much power they have over our lives. And it might be easier to think it this way. What that way is to say that you are what you think. I mean, that kind of simple, okay? And what that means we have to do is it means we have to work on our thoughts. How many of us have kind of negative self-talk going on from time to time? You know, I don't think any of us escape it, you know? So it's a real challenge for us to not allow those negative thoughts to program us to the negative. And programming is the right word. We'll say that for sure. It's also important that we understand that our thoughts are far more concrete than we give them credit for. Really. And what that means is that if you give thoughts enough energy, they will manifest. That be understood. And I do, I work with spirits sometimes when I'm doing channeling and stuff. And every so often, we've had entities come in that have never had a physical existence. And one of them that comes in is called a gatekeeper, And I didn't know that this is who they were, but anyway, it is apparently. I said to someone, I got this entity, I have no idea what it is, and I said, they call themselves a gatekeeper, and they said, oh yeah, no, it's, they had heard that one, and everything. And what it is, it's an entity that gathers up the thought forms that we create and manifest them. And the trick is if there's enough of them, like negative thought forms, it takes more of them to manifest. So, we're all thinking good thoughts. The gatekeepers come along and they gather them all up and they help bring them into the physical. If we're all thinking negative thoughts, then they're doing the same thing. But it takes more people to create a negative thing with negative thoughts than it does to create positive things. It just takes more, because negative thoughts don't have as much power, really. That's the best way to understand it. It also means that if we give a thought enough energy, it will happen. And that's really something we'd be very cognizant of. Another way to say this is that as you think, so it is. And if you believe that the world is unfriendly, as I said earlier, the world's unfriendly. And I know a whole lot of people get up every morning and they think, oh my God, I got to go to work today. It's going to be a miserable day and I can't stand all those people. And guess what? They go to work and it's a miserable day and they can't stand all those people, and just like they thought. But I know other people in exactly the same place who get up and say, it's what a beautiful day it is out here. The sun's shining. I've got a family that loves me. I've got all these great things in my life, and I'm going to go and meet some challenges today, and work with some crazy people, and it's okay, and they're happy. They choose to be happy. And all of you, I'm sure, have been gone to Tim Hortons, and you've talked to someone who's waited on you who's like really happy, and it kind of lifts you a bit, you know. And then another person waits on you and they're really not happy. And you leave kind of thinking, what's wrong with them? Do you know, they must be a problem. Do you know, so, and there is a problem. It's the thoughts. So thoughts are the foundation of our reality. When our reality is shaken, it is because our thoughts are shaken. Like you're going along fine, and if your thoughts get shaken, things are shaken up, and things you don't expect to happen and stuff, then all of a sudden you're in chaos because your thoughts have been shaken and you haven't got your equilibrium back. You haven't got that positiveness back. It can actually cause quite a bit of confusion for you because the world within doesn't correspond to the world without. Okay? And so you really have to work at it. Now, a lot of us spend a lot of energy trying to calm that storm out there. You know, all that chaos that surrounds us, like, you know, and I've said this to more than one person, and probably it's probably microphones hidden here somewhere, but if we could still the chaos, Steve wouldn't be running the country. You know? So, you know, so we can't control that chaos out there, okay? But Steve has no control over what's going on in here. And you have that control. You have control over what's going on here. And you absolutely have the power to fix it. You know, to kind of take charge. Okay? And you know, if you focus on things out there that have to be fixed, like finances, relationships, work, etc. One of the things that you forget is that when you're trying to still that storm out there, what you're really not doing is you're not stilling the storm in here. And this is where you have control over it. This is the control spot, okay? The image I like to use, really, is the image of Christ standing surrounded in the tempest. Like there's, you know, waves are crashing, lightning's flashing, and Christ stands above the waves, not in the waves, above the waves, and Christ is at peace. Do you know? Because the storm in here is stilled, and this storm has no effect on him. Is not affected by it whatsoever. And that's really the kind of place we all need to try and get to, is that place where we can stand in that storm and feel at peace because we have control of our environment in here. Okay. The other thing that sometimes you'll notice is that when you're troubled, you're more sensitive to and affected by the things that are happening around you. Do you know, like when you're troubled, there's a storm in here, and we're far more sensitive to the storm out there. So the trick is, when we're angry or unhappy or irritable, and when we're feeling unsettled, the trick is to realize that we can take responsibility of that storm inside of us, and we can try and still it. Do you know? And there's a number of ways of doing that. One of the things that often feeds that storm within is what? Fear. You know, it's the biggest thing, the very biggest thing that creates a storm in here is fear. You know, and what we're usually afraid of is what we don't know. You know, we're not, like, we can be afraid of what we know, too. Like, I'm a bit afraid of Steve, but having said that, it's, you know, God knows what he's going to do. But having said that, I think the thing to know is that we can take control of that fear. And we can say, okay, I can't affect that. Like, that's not something I can affect. But I can take charge of the things I can take charge of. And I can affect that. I can't control Steve. But what I can control is how I react to it. Okay, I can control how I feel about it. And I can control how it affects me. So if you're in the workplace or if you're in a situation where the stuff going on out there that you feel that's out of control, and that makes you feel out of control, the trick is to take control inside and realize that this is the place you have control over, and you can do that. That's totally doable, okay? And sometimes we have to step over things that, you know, and behaviors we've done all our lives, but we still can do it, okay? And you may not be able to fix everything, but you can control how it affects you, and you can control what you choose to do about it, okay? Because, like, there's nothing worse than feeling you have a challenge and you have no power. You know it. So the trick is to give yourself power. How can you gain power over this? You know, for you. And like when Sandy was sick a number of years ago, what she did is she went and learned about alternative therapies. And she became proactive, and she helped form the National Breast Cancer Network. And we traveled to Vancouver to, you know, international conferences and stuff. And we did. For us, it was something that we could learn and we could do. And it also allowed her to feel that she had some control over things. Like, I drank, at that period of time, more carrot juice than any human being should ever drink. I didn't turn orange, but I still can't look at a carrot. You know, just so you'll know. But the point is that we went to homeopaths and states and natural, and they were able to empower Sandy in a meaningful way, so she could do something that would make her feel like she had some control over things. And I mean, the one doesn't have to do that to feel, but it's the kind of thing you need to do. Like, you need to, you know, knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you have, the more power you have to dispel the fear. Okay? Because what the fear is the fear is the unknown. We're always afraid of what we don't know. But when we know it, we look at it, we say, okay, this I can deal with. And once you know you can deal with it, then nothing to be afraid of. And then you go about making it not happen. Do what you can. You empower yourself to make it not happen. And you do the best you can. Okay? Which is all you can do. That's the thing we forget, is that you can only do what you can do. Sandy couldn't change how everything happened in the whole system. And it's a totally different system now. Like, now the medications are different, they're better and all that stuff. But then there was a whole bunch of question marks. I mean, we even brought in ESIAC, you know, and it came across the border as horse tonic. because it wasn't allowed, you weren't allowed to sell it to people.
It was illegal
in Canada. So here Sandy was guzzling horse tonic all the time. But again, it was about taking charge of it and empowering herself. Okay.
Even if it had come to a different end.
Even if, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
still the most important thing.
Absolutely. Yep. The outcome is, like, you can't even control the outcome. You know, but what you can control is how the situation affects you, and that you feel that you are participating in some meaningful way in moving it in the direction you choose it to go. You know, like, you can't always have what you want, but you can be clear about what you want. That's important. Okay, and fear doesn't help. All fear does is cloud the mind. It, you know, the truth is what fear does is it takes away all the joy in the moment. If you're fearful, there's no joy. So you get rid of the fear. Fear doesn't work for you. Doesn't help. Okay. Doesn't change anything. Doesn't help anything. Doesn't do anything. Okay. So you do what you can. And you know that what kills fear? Awareness, knowledge. And it empowers you, okay? To reject fear, I wrote this down, is a simple rule, okay? You know, and there is a simple rule. Do what you can, then let go. You know, you got to do what you can and then let the outcomes flow from that, And that doesn't mean you try and make, you know, I mean, make the choices that are going to work for you. But at the same time, you do that with awareness. Okay. React only when there is clarity. And try not to spend your time dealing with imaginings. Okay? Because what we're afraid of most often is stuff that's never going to happen. I guarantee you. It's the boogeyman. You know, I mean, like, you might be afraid your house is going to blow up. Like I know people are afraid that there's an asteroid going to hit the Earth.
Like,
what can we do? What's the point? I don't get it. And the problem is, if there's enough people worrying about an asteroid hitting the Earth, what's going to happen? An asteroid is going to hit the Earth. Like, because here we are, we're all thinking it, we're giving it power, and there's an asteroid careening through the solar system that's making a turn, you know, heading straight for us, because there's this many people thinking, okay, this asteroid's going to hit us. We're all prepared. We're on top of a mountain now. We don't have to worry about it, because we can, you know, we'll survive when the asteroid hits the Earth and the big tidal wave comes. And so you got enough people thinking that, you're in trouble. Do you understand? I say that, but I do know in Parsboro, and this is God's truth. In Parsboro, a number of years ago, there were people I knew who there was a little community on top of a mountain in Parsboro, and they believed that the Eastern Seaboard was going to sink. Okay, they still believe that actually, and they believed that if it sank, they were going to be fine, because they kind of. They intuited where the water level was going to be, and they built above it. Okay. Now, having said that, like, I know that there is a certain, life is purposeful. If it's their place to be sitting on the mountaintop all by themselves with no food or water or anything when the Eastern Seaboard sings, that's fine. But I expect they're all going to be down in the village buying bread at the time. There might be a dog or a cat up there, but there's just going to be, they're going to be down buying bread, you know. So I think you got to trust the universe to do what the universe can do, and then you trust yourself to do what you can do. And that's really important. The other thing I think is really important is that we need to measure ourselves, not by our deeds, but by our thoughts.
I hope you've enjoyed our show for today. This is Barry King, thanking you for joining us and encouraging you to try and be a beacon of light in all of life.